这一次宣教联会的主题讲员。
I want to welcome our special speaker of our conference.
陈祖信牧师。
Reverend 祖信 Chen.
陈牧师呢是湖南人。
He's from Hunan province.
他是北京大学的空间物理学博士。
And graduate from University of Beijing in space and
空间物理学。
空间物理。Space science.
PhD. Earth and Space Science.
Earth and Space Science.
现在他现在是在传递这个天堂的这一个福音哈。
So now he's giving us a heavenly message.
不过我们看真的是感谢神。
So we thank God for that.
在他是1995年决志信主。
In 1995, he made a decision for Jesus Christ.
然后在2000年，在德国这个攻读博士后的时候呢，蒙神呼召做了全时间奉献。
Then while in Germany for postdoctorate work, he was called God called him to for full time service.
他先在这一个正道福音神学院获得神学硕士。
And he got his master's in Lucas Seminary.
在福乐神学院获得教牧学博士。
Then he got his doctoral degree in ministry at the Fuller Seminary.
在这一个休斯顿的这一个福变中国教会梦会19年。
Then for 19 years, he had a pastor in the Fort Bend Community Church in Houston.
福变中国教会是德州最大的华人教会，将近2000人。
Fort Bend Community Church is the largest Chinese church in Houston, around 2,000 families.
Yeah. 所以他是应该是19年在那边的牧会。
So pastor there for 19 years.
应该是在前年是吧？陈牧师是前年吗？开始在这一个恩福文化宣教使团这个宣教机构呢主要是在做这一个牧养培训工作。
Then about 2 years ago, he joined the Blessing Culture Mission Fellowship in Irvine, California, mostly to train pastors.
对，主要是培训在中国大陆的这一个教会的传道人。
To train preachers and missionaries in China.
非常感谢主带领陈牧师来到我们中间。
So we're very thankful that he is in our midst.
好，我们现在给陈牧师一个特别欢迎，好吧
？Now let's welcome with.
好，请陈牧师。
Thank you for the introduction by Reverend Zhang.
Actually,
all the messengers from God are like those people in Jerusalem many years ago.
这个驴不重要。
This is not important what the name is.What names are?
是那位耶稣，他才是我们今天要高举的。
What we want lift up today is Jesus Christ.
感谢主，谢谢教会的邀请，我能够来到你们35届的这个宣教联会做讲员。
Thank God for inviting me to here to join the 35th Annual Mission Conference of the Church.
刚刚大家在这里一起唱诗，我非常享受。
I was enjoying the song that you sang.
这是上帝的儿女的特权，我们聚在一起的时候来敬拜，来唱诗，来表达我们对上帝的感谢和赞美。
So as we come together, this is the house of God. We will come here with joy, with thankfulness, and with praise.
当然，我们也表示我们的立志。今天，特别是在今天这样的场合，我们要立志 应该怎么样来更好的去爱神。
And we also want to determine how we want to love the Lord more as we stand here and sing.
我就想到John Piper， 中文大概翻译成约翰派伯这样的一位当代的神学家，他的一句话。
We are here. We talk about a John Piper. He's a contemporary theologian.
他说哪里没有对耶和华的敬拜，那里呢就应该有宣教。
And translated, missions exist because of where worship of the Lord does not exist.
我们今天在这里敬拜，但是你知道，全世界还有很多很多的人。今天我们的弟兄提到，有三分之二的人都不认识这位上帝，他不可能来敬拜这位上帝，是吗
？So we're here to praise God, but just a while ago, Brother Lee says that two-thirds of the population of the world do not know the Lord, do not worship Him.
当有那么多的人不认识这位上帝，不归荣耀给他，不感谢他，不称颂他，也就是说没有敬拜他，把他当作真神来敬拜的时候，宣教就开始了。
So we do not.Worship, they do not worship him. They cannot praise him. Therefore, we need to preach the gospel to them.
我们今天在这里，我要带大家一起看一个诗篇，是诗篇六十七篇。
Tonight we'll study the Psalm 67th Psalm.
这里其实是就是跟我们今天讲到的敬拜有关系啊，讲到。也是跟我们的宣教紧紧的相关。
So this is very much related to our worship and also to of the Great Commission.
但是我们在读之前呢，我这个人有一个习惯啊，就是到哪个地方讲到，我希望是弟兄怎么样付点代价。
My habit is that whenever I go preach, I want the listeners, the brothers and sisters, to also pay a price.
就是至少你花一分钟为在台上讲道的这个人祷告，也为自己祷告，也为旁边的人祷告。今天不是在看一个人来一个明星在那里表演， No， 完全不是这个样子。我们来到这里来就是要听上帝的话。
So we're not here to look at a man, but I want to spend a few minutes for the congregation to pray for the speakerPray for the whole proceedings.
一分钟好吗？
One minute?
现在就开始。
Okay.
现在就开始。
Begin now. Pray for us.
天父，谢谢你把孩子从休斯顿带到这里，是要传递你的信息。
Father, we thank you for leading me here in order to preach your message.
我求你垂听众弟兄怎么的祷告，让这个器皿，这个传递的这个 messenger 是一个干净的器皿。
So that so this messenger, as he preaches, is a holy one, is a sacred one.
守洁心清。
So that his hands be clean.His heart would be pure.
能够被你放心的使用。
So that we can, so I can preach freely.
我也求你自己圣灵来充满你的仆人，也充满我们在这里的每一个人。
Father, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill me and as well as all the brothers and sisters who are here.
让孩子所讲的真正是从你的宝座而来。
So that when he speaks, it truly comes from the throne of God.
所以这个 message 是纯的，是不打折扣的。
So this is the message cannot be discounted.
也让弟兄姊妹听的时候是在圣灵里面来听。
So when the brothers and sisters listen, they will listen with the accompaniment of the Holy Spirit.
让我们带出行动。
So carry out.
祝福下面的时光。
We bless you the rest of the time.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 谢谢大家的祷告。我也希望挑战大家啊，在今后的这几次的信息里面，作为这个来参加的一员，就是为自己，有没有可能啊，一天有个九分钟，三分钟为讲员祷告，三分钟为自己祷告，三分钟为我们这个聚会来祷告，投资一点时间，是真的在上帝面前那种清新的祷告。
I wonder if I can ask you that during these next few days, now at home, you spend some time.Maybe 9 minutes to pray for the speaker, pray for your service, for yourself, and pray for the entire proceeding.
最近我学到一个词，英文叫做一个词，一个 phrase， 就是 pray your heart out， 好像是这么一个词，是吧？就是意思是什么呢？就是你真的就是非常带着真诚，带着激情啊，能够来祷告，在上帝面前就办这个交涉。
So recently I learned of a term, pray your heart out. It's like you complete, you pour your heart as you pray to God.
就是在上帝面前，你把你的心，就是不是有口无心的祷告，是在他的面前。
Before God, when you pray before God, you're not praying from fear, but adoration.
好。我们先读，我们来现在来读啊，诗篇六十七篇。我们请弟兄先用英文啊，先来念英文。
Okay. I will read Psalm 67 in English. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us, so that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise You, God. May all the people praise You, God.May the nations be glad and sing with joy. If you rule the peoples, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the people praise you. The land yields the harvest. God, our God, bless us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear you.
中文是这样的，我来念一下啊。愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你，愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。地已经出了土产，神就是我们的神，要赐福于我们，神要赐福于我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。大家注意有一个结构。
There is a certain structure.
这里看啊，就是犹太人，就是啊，圣经的作者的常常会有这样的，他们常用的一个结构，就是一个。交叉性的结构叫 ABC CBA 啊，大家看。
Often in the Bible, the verses are structured, so it's like a mixture or interchanging, like ABC then BCA.
然后它中间的这个部分，这个最中心的部分，是它在圣灵的引导之下，它要表达的一个重点。
Then the center of that.Passage, whatever it is what the writer is really want to express.
当然不只是人的作者，更是圣灵的作者要强调的。
But this is not man writing it, but it's the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
我们再次回到这个，就是经文本身啊，经文本身。
So this is the original. This is the psalm in Chinese.
像一个宝石一样的，它有很多的部分。好好的去欣赏，不同的角度去看，你会发现非常的丰富。
It's like a bowl of precious gems. You look at different angles, see the brilliance of that bow.
首先我们要说你看它的那个公正啊，它的那种平衡啊，第一二和六七啊，它就是非常的对称。讲到我们有三个我们。
Take a look at the structure, the balance. For example, verses 1-2 reflect verses 6-7, or vice versa.
然后讲到神要先赐福给我们，然后呢，让列邦蒙恩蒙福，是吧？
First, God wants to bless us, then through that, all nations will be blessed.
然后三和五节，第三和第五节是一模一样的。
Then third and the fifth verses are exactly the same.
然后就是讲到愿列邦万民都来称赞我们的上帝。
And here it asks the whole, all nations to come together and praise God.
但是最中心的这个部分呢，就是第四节。
The central point is number verse four.
讲到是愿万国都快乐欢呼。
May all the nations be glad and sing for joy.
所以这首诗它是祷告，我相信是圣灵感动作者来有这么一个祷告，就是愿万国都快乐欢呼。
So I believe the Holy Spirit inspired this writer so that he would write out this focus of may all nations be glad and gather to sing for joy.
但是他还讲了原因，因为耶和华上帝他按公正审判万民。
But here he also wrote the reasons for that thought, because it says, for you rule the people the equity and guide the nations of the earth.
引导世上的万国，对，审判还有引导。
To judge and also to guide the nations.
这个审判呢，其实可以也可以翻译成治理。
And also, the judge in this case in Chinese could also be rule.
引导当然是一个很温柔，像一个牧者一样，是吧？来引导他的百姓。
To guide, just like a shepherd guiding the sheep.
其实这里面有很多的层面，也可以看到啊，包括第二节，我先讲一下第二节，讲到道路，是吧？还有一个叫救恩。
So there are different levels. This will talk about way and also salvation.
其实在新约完整的启示和亮光当中，我们看见道路是谁，其实耶稣就是道路，对吧？只有他才是道路、真理和生命。
So from the New Testament we can see who the way was, Jesus Christ. He's the way, the life and truth.
所以这里的道路我相信在旧约里面不一定看得清楚，在新约我们有完整的启示，就是耶稣啊。然后救恩。
So in the Old Testament this whoThe way it was is not very clearly expressed, but in the New Testament, it's very clear.
救恩其实是这个希伯来文也是啊，就是讲到的真正在新约的完整亮光里面，除他之外别无拯救，对不对？没有在耶稣之外没有拯救的。
So in the Old Testament, the word Yeshua, Yesu, means does not mean Jesus Christ being the salvation.
所以在这里第二节明显的他已经把耶稣在新约圣灵感动作者，今天我们何等有福，我们活在新约完整的启示之下，我们可以知道这里面是有真实的讲到耶稣基督啊。
So in verse 1 at the end of verse 1 we can see that begin to see that it's very clear that Jesus Christ is the way.
还有一个讲到敬畏。
In other words, worship.
最后一节
last verse
fear.敬畏，最后一节的敬畏他，敬畏。
To worship in fear of him.
其实今天这个地上那么乱，其实就是因为不敬畏这位独一的上帝。
The reason why the world is now so chaotic is that it does not worship God.
如果不敬畏，如果不敬畏他的话，我们什么都可以做。
If we do not fear God, then we can anything goes.
我们没有边界，我们没有这个。
There's no limit.
所以我们今天讲到第四节也讲到快乐啊，快乐欢呼啊。
So in verse 4, we talk about shouting and singing for joy.
你知道地上是有一些的人啊， 这个是有一些的啊，寻找这个快乐。
There are people who seek happiness.
有些人也有短暂的快乐。
They have temporary happiness.
包括很多人在最终也有最终之乐，对不对
？And they enjoy sinful happiness.
当然是短暂的，不可能持久。
But it's temporary.
今天我们这里第四节讲到的，让万国都来快乐欢呼。其实我相信，他因为后面讲到的是跟这位神发生的关系，是接受他的审判的法则，也接受他的引导。
The reason why verse 4 says sing for joy unto God is that there's a relationship with God.
因为这位神是喜乐的源头。
Because God is the source of joy.
你如果跟他没有关系，你如果不敬畏他。坦率地说，在地上你是不可能有持久的、永远的那种快乐。
So if we have no relationship with God, then on earth you will not have everlasting joy with Him.
所以这首诗那么很短，只有七节，其实讲到让万国都来欢呼，其实是背后它有很深的神学的含义的。
So even though the psalm is very brief, only seven verses, but behind that is very profound.
回到这七节的经文，它其实是诗人的一个祷告。
So really, this is the poet's prayer.
这个祷告呢，你会发现它是一个超越了天花板的祷告。我说是超过了天花板的祷告。
So you will begin to see that this prayer rises above the ceiling.
所谓天花板之下的祷告，就是说我们很多的人，包括我自己在内，我们每天的祷告，你回想一下。祝福我的工作，祝福我的身体，祝福我的孩子，祝福我啊，让我健康，很多都在这个层面，对不对
？So often our prayers are below the ceiling. We often pray for ourselves, my work, my children, and so on.
就是我，还有我的。
It's me.
然后，但是这里的祷告呢，虽然第一节是讲到要上帝来赐福给我们，怜悯我们，赐福给我们，光照我们，但是没有停在这个地方。
Even though the first verse says, God be gracious unto us, bless us, but it did not stop there.
他叫第二节是讲到叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
So it continues to say that may your ways be known on earth through all nations, your salvation among all nations.
三四五节中间的这个部分全都是讲到万国和万民他们的福祉。
And verses 3 and 4 all talk about.All nations.
所以这是一个，我相信，绝对是在圣灵感动之下，诗人才有这样的祷告。一个天然的人不可能有这样的祷告。
So I believe that this is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write this. I'm sure he did not write that of himself. Impossible.
而且是一个预见性的祷告，是个预言性的祷告，是个先知性的祷告。
And this is like a prophetic prayer.
是讲到将来。
Talking about the future.
我们知道有启示录，我们去看，在天上是会有这样的一个光景。
If you read Revelation, you will see that in heaven there is such an environment.
千禧年的时候会有这样的敬拜，万国万民会敬拜。
In the millennium, there will be such happening for all nations worshiping God.
但是看看我们今天的世界，确实是跟这个祷告。要成就还差得很远，对不对
？But if we look at today's world, we see that we're far from that accomplishment.
所以我要就是跟大家来分享的是，环顾周围的这个世界啊，就是有个残酷的现实，就是我们有一句话叫做理想很丰满，现实很骨感，对不对？
So looking around this world, we can see that there's no really joy. But there's a. Would you repeat that last one?
理想
reality,
非常的丰满，但是呢，现实呢很骨感，我不知道怎么翻译。
You may have ideal, full of ideals, but the situation now cannot do that.
所以有一个很残酷的现实，就是说。我们周围的人，我们看这个世界，欧洲人有没有喜乐？非洲人有没有喜乐？我们这些美国的人有没有喜乐？今天我讲的真正的喜乐啊，真正的喜乐。
你能再短一点吗？ So if you look around, do you look at in Europe, do you see anybody happy, joyous? If you look around all over the continents, you will not find people really joyful.
这个没有喜乐，而且不只是没有喜乐，还有惧怕，各种惧怕。
So there's not only there's no joy, but there's full of fear.
原因何在？我就想今天我们在这里要思考原因何在。
So what's the reason? What's the resource? Today, tonight, we want to meditate on that.
我让我带大家往回退一点点，退到整个的圣经的大的故事，好不好
？Let me go back and talk about some of the things in the Old Testament.
可能很多人就会说，哦，那就是罪啊，这里确实有圣经上的这个经文佐证，就是因为罪嘛，所以我们就没有喜乐，因为罪我们跟神隔绝。
So as the Bible has already proved, because there's sin in the world, wickedness, there's no really joy, no real joy.
这是对的。
This is right.
这个是圣经上的答案。
This is answer from the Bible.
你看我们耶利米书二章十九节讲到这个如果我们离弃耶和华我们的神不存敬畏他的心就是一件恶事而且是一件苦事
In Jeremiah 2:19 says your wickedness will punish you your backsliding will rebuke you consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God have no awe of
所以我们来回到这个圣经的这个宏大的叙事啊。
So when we look at this grand narrative, grand view,
在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，在伊甸园里面跟上帝是非常的和谐美好，而且充满了喜乐的，对不对
？Before Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they had a very close, very intimate, very sweet fellowship.
但是好景不长，始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪了。自从他们犯罪，就带了整个后面他们的后裔都人人中毒了。
And unfortunately, that situation, that condition did not last very long. After sin, then they planted the seed of sin, even unto generation to us here.
因着这个罪，我们就没有喜乐，真正的喜乐，我们就有惧怕。
Because of the sin.There's no joy. There's only fear.
这种的罪，其实它比我们的 COVID-19 的那个病毒啊，要更加的致命。
This toxicity of that is very even worse than the COVID-19.
我们在过去的三年里面啊，感染这个病毒的人很多很多，百分之。我不知道70%、80%可能都感染了，对不对
？In the past, maybe 70% of the people have contracted COVID-19.
但是还是有人没有感染，我就没有感染过。
But many there are still people who have not been infected. He and I have not either.
但是我们说这个罪对整个世界的灵性的毒害是没有一个例外。
But the sin is such a spiritual toxicity that there's no exception to anybody. Nobody is immune from it.
而且它不只是讲到我们导致我们身体的这个一些功能失调，甚至死亡。但是这个罪带给人的是一个灵性的死亡，跟上帝关系的隔绝。
It's not like COVID-19 that will attack the body and even unto death, but the sin attacks the spiritual for eternal death.
所以我们说这是致命之毒，有这个毒是致命的。
So this is a fatal poison.
它是让我们在永恒里面，我们是沉沦灭亡的。
So we'll be perished eternally.
如果上帝不来做事的话，他如果不来救我们的话，他不给我们这个解药的话，我们就是通通都要下地都要死亡。
If God does not work, if God does not provide the antidote, then all of us will descend to hell.
感谢神，神因为他的怜悯的心肠，他们三位啊，三一真神合作赐下这个解药。
But thank God that the triune God they cooperate together in order to accomplish His will.
今天我不是要跟大家讲神学，但是大家回去希伯来书第十章看一看，我就简单的在这提一下。
I'm not going to preach theology, but look at when you go home.Read Hebrew 10.
他上帝三位一体，他们来合作， 就把这个救恩就做成了，这个解药就赐下来了。
And God, the triune God, among God's Son, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they cooperate together in order to provide this life-saving antidote.
是天父他自己的旨意啊，是美好的旨意。
God's perfect will.
然后圣子耶稣基督他来执行，从天上来到地上。
And sins worked from heaven to earth.
是他上了十字架，不是天父。
And he went up the cross, not God the Father.
Okay. 圣灵来为耶稣所做的一切来做见证。
Then the Holy Spirit is the witness for Jesus Christ's work.
否则的话，我们今天即使耶稣基督做完了，我们也都没有一个人知道哦，有那么回事情，还有一个解药。
So if Jesus Christ only worked and no Holy Spirit, then no one of us would know that there is such an antidote.
所以这个完美的解药已经赐下来了。
So this perfect antidote is given to us.
上帝本来可以差派天使，把这个解药的好消息传遍所有的全世界的每一个人。
God can send angels in order to give us this joyous antidote.
但是他没有。
Throughout the world.
但是他没有，他选择跟我们先蒙恩得救的人合作。
But he did not do that. He selected those of us who are saved through grace.
成为他的见证人，还有合伙人。
In order to be the witnesses and to be partners.
然后把这个高效的这个就是解药，就是那个致命之毒的解药，能够高效的传给病入膏肓的人们。
So that we can take this antidote and effectively and efficiently.Spread out to other people.
所以今天回到这里，就是讲到我们的神，实际上讲到宣教的话，是他开始的。
So we were talking about preaching the gospel or the mission work, then Jesus Christ began.
是他从开始，出于他的怜悯的心肠，他来把这个解药能够把它治出来了。
He began it.And through his heart, he gave us this antidote.
他的付的代价是他儿子的生命的代价。
The price he paid is the life of his son, Christ, Jesus.
是给我们是免费的，但是对他来说确实是付了极大的代价。
For us, it's completely free, but for him, he paid the ultimate price.
但是今天，从这个宣教的这个上下文来看，我们再回到六十七。诗篇六十七篇。
Today I was talking about the preaching of the gospel. We got to return to Psalm 67.
为什么整个的世界那么多的人他们还没有喜乐
？Why are there so many people in this world? They do not have joy.
我们今天除了罪之外，罪的问题已经被上帝解决了。
Other than the factor of sin, even though that's been absolved.
可我们也要思想一下，我们先蒙恩得救的人，我们是不是在传递，就是奔走相告，把这个好消息跟这个世界上那些病入膏肓的人，要沉沦的那些人，我们有没有跟他来有效的分享这个福音
？But for us, as we receive the antidote, have we really passed the antidote to other many other people who are still lost?
上帝的怜悯的心肠一直都在圣经里面启示得非常的清楚。
The heart of God is very clearly described in the Bible.
因为他的怜悯
God's mercy,
我们才能够今天得救成为上帝的儿女。
Then that's why how we could become his children through his mercy.
但是上帝的怜悯他不只是停留在你和我的身上。
But his mercy does not stop right here in ourselves.
他是愿意所有按他的形象所造的都能够得救。
His wish is that all people are saved.
约拿书，我前一阵我们教会在读这个经文，就是大家记不在最后四章的最后，上帝说了这么一句话。
Jonah, as we our church was studying the book of Jonah,In chapter 4, we hear a description of God talking with Jonah.
他对他的差遣的这个先知啊，就是约拿的，他跟他说， 何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人。
But he said, he asked Nineveh, yeah, Jonah, he said, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell the right hand from the left.
必有许多的牲畜。
And many cattle as well.
我岂能不爱惜呢？
Shall I not be concerned about that great city?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你读到这样的经文，你会有什么样的感受
？I don't know when you read this part, what is feeling in you? How do you feel?
尼尼微城是一个罪恶满盈的一个城市，它曾经对上帝的百姓，啊，这个民族，实际上非常的啊凶狠。
The city Nineveh was a very wicked city and was very hostile to God's people.
但是上帝却不只是对尼尼微大城的人民有这样的怜悯，而且对他的牲畜都有这样的怜悯的心。
And God wants to show mercy not only to the people of Nineveh but also the cattle.
让我们在这个圈圈联欢被提醒上帝的怜悯。
So it reminds me how merciful God is.
我们并不是三好学生，是他来救我们。我们其实是在上帝的里面，是因为他无限的怜悯，他救了我们。
Not because of our own goodness, but because of God's conditionlessness that we got saved.
我在读一节的经文，就是记载在以西结书的3:11。
And one more verse is in Ezekiel chapter 33.
他说：“你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。”
See, as surely as I live, God says, declare that.Ezekiel said, as sure as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that rather they turn from their ways and live.
他三位一体的上帝已经把这个解药赐下来了，他想这个解药可以救地上的每一个不管你犯了多大的罪的人。
The antidote is given to us by trying God so that It would save all people. Doesn't matter how wicked they are.
所以留下来的，我就回到这个问题。今天我们，你和我，作为已经被他怜悯恩待的人，我们已经重生的人。
So let's come back to ourselves. We have been born again.
我们要怎么样的活？怎么样回应上帝对我们的呼召？我们怎么样能够去成为他的宣教的合伙人
？So how do we respond? How do we live? How do we become partners with God in preaching the gospel?
回到我们最后要回答大家一个问题，就是我们的宣教的本质。
Finally, we'll talk about the essence of mission.
宣教的本质是什么？就是一个。就是充满了怜悯的三一真神。
What is the essence of missions? It's first is full of God's mercy.
他不忍心的看到人在最终失丧。
He cannot bear to see man's lostness.
他联合 make a joint effort, 他一起三位完美的来配搭，一起赐下了一个完美的救赎。
So the triune God, they cooperated in order to give us this perfect antidote.
人只要相信和接受耶稣基督，我们就得到这个拯救。
And if they accept, believe and accept, then they will be saved.
而且得到这个拯救，因为我们跟上帝就和好了嘛。上帝是喜乐的源头，对不对？我们就应该有满足的喜乐。
Then therefore, we have a connection, a relationship with God, who is the source of joy. Therefore, we should have joy too.
但上帝没有停在这里，救了我们就好了。
But God did not stop there.
他在恩典当中邀请你和我。
But in His grace, He is inviting you and me.
成为见证人。
To be His witness.
成为宣教的合伙人。
And His partners in mission.
这个见证人跟我们这个在啊，我们去做销售的人不一样。我们是要经历个这个福音的好处。我们是见证过耶稣基督复活的大能的人。我们是见证人。
We want to witness to the benefits of our salvation, and also want to be witness to the great power of God.
再说一下，就是见证人跟这个 salesman 不一样的是，我们是要自己要经历过这个福音的大能，我们才去述说，跟别人述说。
To be witness of for the Lord is not like a salesman. We must first have this personal experience before we can tell others.
我们来跟别人述说什么？述说我们经历的上帝的怜悯，还有他的慈爱，当然还有他的公义。
We want to tell people of God's love and mercy to us, but also His justice.
大家记不记得
中间
的那个第四节的中间，他讲到愿万民。我们再看一下那些经文啊。
Go back to verse four of verse.
愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
May the nations be glad and sing for joy.For you rule the peoples who will get equity and guide the nations of the earth.
不只是今天，不只是我前面是强调了上帝的怜悯，但是问题是上帝还有他的公义的本性。
I do not want to only focus or emphasize God's mercy, but also want to emphasize His righteous, His justice.
上帝在十字架上把他的两个属性在这个地方完美的得到呈现和彰显。
On the cross, Jesus Christ has perfected the divine and mortal attributes of Jesus Christ Himself. Completed that process.
无论是一个家庭，还是一个国家，如果我们的一个家长或者是一个国家的元首，如果不是真正的公义，又不是怜悯的在结合，他其实这个国家的人民，他的家庭。不可能是喜乐的，不可能真正的有喜乐。
Whether there's a family or whether it's a nation, if the leader or the head of the family or the leader of the country, if he's not just, then he cannot rule. The people of his family or the nation will not be have joy.
感谢神，我们今天第一个题目是讲到宣教的本质。
So.Today we talk about the essence of missions first.
其实英文有两个词，一个是单数，一个是复数 ，mission 和 missions.
In English there are two nouns, one singular, one plural, mission and missions.
今天我的理解啊，这个单数 mission 其实是讲到上帝做的那一部分。他的宣教大业，他已经做完了那个部分。
According to my understanding, mission, the singular, noun means the grand plan of God who has accomplished that plan.
这个 mission 是讲到接下来你和我怎么来回应他已经做完的，在做这个见证人和还有做这个宣教合伙人的事情上面，我们开展了各样不同的。大大小小的项目。
And the plural verb, a plural noun, missions means something that we are to do. We are to be his witnesses. We are to be partners in order to continue to complete God's plan.
好，人的话就到这结束了。我们今天就告一个段落。我们一起来祷告。
So, to conclude, let's pray.
天上的父，感谢你啊，让你的孩子来到这个蒙爱的教会，给你自己的百姓传递这个宣教的信息。
Father, we thank you for leading me here to come to this church you love in order to deliver the message you've given to me.
其实并没有什么新鲜的东西，但是你就是要来带领我们回到圣经，讲到这个。宏大的叙事。
For the preach, the message is not something new, but rather we return to your word, to the Bible, for you to see your grand plan.
谢谢你啊，当初本来是你设计的人间的这种的生活是跟你有亲密无间的，是在你的里面有喜乐有满足。
Your original plan was for us to have an intimate relationship with joy.
但是人就是我们的始祖却背逆了你却跌倒了 犯罪了，导致整个的我们整个人类都没有了喜乐，也没有了盼望，也没有了满足。
But our ancestors have sinned, they failed, and they have fallen. Therefore, we, their descendants, have no real joy.
谢谢你在你的怜悯的里面，你来来救赎我们，赐下了解药。
Thank you for your mercy, because you have given us the antidote.
今天坐在这里的每一位，我相信都已经成为你的儿女。
We thank you because I believe that everyone who sits here is a child of yours.
帮助我们体会到这个救恩的宝贝。
Help us to sense the preciousness of salvation.
也感受到这个解药的所有的功能。
And also the effect, the power of the antidote.
让我们在全方位的能够按照你的圣经上的话语来活。
So that we can live out the Bible.
包括我们能够成为你的活的见证人，还有宣教合伙人。
In order for us to be living witnesses and partners in missions.
靠着圣灵的大能去跟远近各处的人来分享你自己的这个福音。
So throughout, so we can share the great salvation with people near and far.
主啊，谢谢你居然信任我们这样的人。
Thank you, God, for trusting us, entrusting us with this.
帮助我们被你的爱激励。
May your love compel us.
帮助我们被圣灵充满。
May your spirit fill us.
让我们以天父的事为念。
So that we would be focused on your thoughts, your wishes.
关心你关心的那些人。
And we will be truly concerned with the lost souls.
让他们早日的回到你自己的羊圈。
So that they will also become part of your flock.
浪子回家。
So as a prodigal son returning home.
重新得到那份跟你一起和好之后的那份的喜乐。
And regain the joy that after there's a reconciliation and the new relationship with you.
愿万国都快乐欢呼。
May all nations shout with joy.
愿万国都快乐欢呼。
May all nations shout for joy.
我们为这个世界在战火当中的人来祷告。
We pray for the world, for the people who are experiencing war.
真正的解救是在耶稣基督里面。
The true solution is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
真正的平安是在耶稣基督里面。
The true peace is from Jesus Christ.
主啊，帮助我们知道怎么为这个今天中东的战局来祷告。
Help us to know how to pray for the Middle East war right now.
主啊，愿你自己让你的百姓，因为让你的百姓今天回应你自己的爱，能够在你的面前祷告生活然后我们能够活出那个光的见证。
So that your people will live and in order to live out a powerful witness for you.
让更多的人被这个光所吸引。
No, so that many more people will be drawn to the light.
让以色列民成为真正的以色列民。
May the people of Israel be truly your people.
让以实玛利的这些后裔也能够真正的回到亚伯拉罕的那个真实的信仰。
May the descendants of Ishmael really also return to their ancestors.Abraham's faith.
让他们能够认识耶稣基督为他们个人的救主和生命的主。
So that they will also know Lord Jesus Christ as their living Lord and Savior.
耶稣，你是和平之君。
Father, you're Prince of Peace.
你自己带来和平，真实的和平。
You brought peace, real peace.
愿你得你当得的荣耀。
May you have the glory that you deserve.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. These few days I've been preparing for the 3 days program. I've been thinking that